I hope the soccer guys have that app because they deserve it, man. They're going to be in here every single day for like 30 days straight. Four games a day.
The playoffs for them.
Well, this is what you wait for, right? The World Cup, it only comes around every 4 years.
Yeah, they're going to be working a lot.
As we know, 2026, 8 years is going to fly by. It's going to fly by. Before you know it, we'll
next
be hosting our own World
it'll
Cup.
It'll be right here.
In our backyard. We can't wait for it. So it kicked off in Russia today in the host nation with a big win, 5-0 win over Saudi Arabia. I noticed online, and I was talking to Wheels on the way out, awful game, like tactically poorly played. And here is our TSN soccer analyst. Almost shocked he's willing to come on the show. He's got so much on the go here. Here's Stephen Caldwell. Thank you for doing this, Stephen.
Thanks for having me, guys.
How bad was it this afternoon? I mean, was that an ugly game or what?
Not for me. I mean, let's face it, Saudi Arabia are one of the weakest teams in the competition, if not the weakest team. They started actually okay, but the Russians, and this was all about Russia being a host nation and a lot of pressure on them, a lot of backlash in their home country, saying it was going to be a disastrous World Cup. So it was crucial that they got off to a good start, and a good start they did. Obviously a 5-0 victory, late goals, but really positive performance from them. So there's a lot to like from their point of view, and it gives them a really good chance of progressing through the group.
Tomorrow, I think it really gets started. We got Spain-Portugal tomorrow. That is going to be a thing of beauty.
Well, let's ask about Spain first. How the hell do you fire your coach 2 days before this tournament starts, Stephen?
Well, it's absolutely crazy. Lopetegui was in negotiations with Real Madrid, and it was sort of announced just before the Spanish Federation knew anything about it. So it was handled really poorly by him and his representatives. But then Spain were a bit of a knee-jerk emotional reaction by sacking him just a couple of days before the tournament. Just chaos and a real circus, something that you don't want. You want continuity and calm and a relaxed sort of period heading into the high-pressure games for your squad, the players. And it's nothing of the sorts. Fortunately, they have a man in Fernando Hierro who's going to take on the mantle, who is a sporting director and was a magnificent player in his own right. Played for Real Madrid and I think he played 89 times for Spain a number of times. He's a brilliant player, defensive midfielder and sometimes central defender. So they have a guy with experience, a guy that knows what it's like to play at the elite level, but there's no doubt about it. It will have rocked them a little bit, and we'll have to wait and see how they react in this first game, how much it's affected them on the field.
Yeah, it won't be easy for them with Ronaldo and the Portuguese side waiting for them. When it comes to Ronaldo and Messi, I mean, this may be the last time they both play in the World Cup. Where do you stand on this debate that's been hovering around the soccer world for over a decade, but certainly has been really, really significant over the past handful of years? If you were building a team and you could pick one guy, who would you take, Ronaldo or Messi?
Oh, it's one of the hardest questions in soccer to choose between the two. They are so different and they're so prolific and important in their own rights. I lean towards Messi. I think Lionel Messi's the best player of all time, just for what he brings, his quality on the ball, his ability to score goals, create goals, to move to any area of the field. Taking nothing away from Ronaldo, I think if I was a head coach, I'd be lucky enough to have either of them. But I'm a Messi fan. I think it's down to just stylistic preference. And I love Messi, and I do think that if Messi somehow manages to win the World Cup for Argentina, it would be an incredible achievement and it would make him no doubt the greatest player of all time in my eyes, just because of the quality of that squad and the difficulties they've had. So let's see. Ronaldo has a little bit of a better squad, some ageing defenders, but some nice youth coming through, and he has less responsibility on his shoulders. He's just sort of the man that's going to hopefully finish off the moves for that Portuguese side. So he has a legitimate opportunity, as has Messi, because of his quality of winning the World Cup, but I make them both outsiders.
With Stephen Caldwell, TSN soccer analyst, the World Cup began today. You can hear all the games on TSN Radio, watch them all on CTV and TSN, and Stephen's a big part of the panel day in, day out with Luke and KJ. In terms of the dark horse teams, because we all know about Germany and Spain and France and Brazil, is there another team out there we should be focused on that you think has a real shot at going deep in the tournament or maybe even winning the tournament?
Great question. I think Uruguay have a real good shot of going deep in the tournament. The names that everyone will know is Cavani and Suarez up top. They form a formidable partnership, almost like they've been playing club football. They're so together and they've played that many internationals on the biggest stage for Uruguay. And they also have a brilliant defensive pairing of Godin and Jimenez, who do play together at Atletico Madrid. and they're blooding in some young blood, some young kids in the middle of the park who are fantastic players in the making. So interesting to see how well Uruguay do. I'm not sure they can actually win it, but I do think that they can get to the latter stages, semi-final possibly. A team for me is Belgium. This is one of the biggest stories of the World Cup. They have all the talent, all the quality to go and get it done, and they have a bit of a reputation of sort of choking and not getting over the line at the final stages. They lost to Wales in the Euros just 2 years ago, and they were hotly tipped to do very well in that competition. So let's keep an eye on them. I do think if they click mentally and they gel as a team, they've got a legitimate chance of winning the trophy. So it'll be interesting. They're in a soft group. They have a bit of a warm-up with Panama and Tunisia, obviously England in that group also. But I see them getting through quite comfortably, and then they're going to probably face a big game in the quarterfinals that will be the making of them. So they're my two, Uruguay and Belgium.
We're on Team Iceland on this show. 300,000 people, and the manager goes to a bar before the game and has pints and talks with the boys. I mean, that's our kind of guy. Yeah. I mean, have you ever heard a story like that?
He's a dentist, isn't he, Hallgrimsson? It's a fantastic story. And the story of Icelandic football is just incredible, the success they've had in recent years and the way they went about it, such a small country, and you know, having so many qualified coaches and just really attacking the grassroots system is tremendous. And not suggesting for a minute we can do the same thing in Canada, but these are the sort of things we have to think about heading towards 2026, how we really, you know, connect and bring everybody together in the grassroots and the crazy geography that we have in Canada. But brilliant story, Iceland. I think they're up against it in this World Cup. They're in a very difficult Group B with Argentina, Nigeria and Croatia, and I don't think they're going to get through. I actually think they might be at the bottom of that group. But they're tough to beat. They're horrible to play against, and if you can find goals from somewhere, maybe a Sigurdsson free kick or some set plays, then they may cause a bit of an upset. And people have written them off in the past, and they've went and did it. So let's keep an eye on them. It's the hardest group out of the lot, Group D, and I think everybody's going to have a legitimate chance of beating each other.
Can't wait for this tournament to play out. We saw you in the panel earlier. We're going to be watching you guys for the next month. Enjoy the ride. And as always, we really appreciate you finding some time for us.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys. See you soon.
There's Stephen Caldwell.
He's the best.
He's so good.
We love him.
Such a beautician.